I thought about it. And I decided not to get a beer. I don't want to do drunk podcasting because I'll lose my focus. Which, as you know, I don't have any fucking focus to begin with. But I did remember to refill my water bottle, so thank you for that. I am the Great One himself, Sustaining the Obvious podcast. We're picking up. This is part two of probably going to be three parts total. We're talking about the book Men on Strike. I'm just going to be going into this. I don't have time for all the fucking around and shit that I normally do. This is where I talk about whining, sniveling, and shit, and all that other stuff. Introing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, shove your opinion up your ass, especially if you're a fucking feminist, blah, blah, blah. And don't forget, you're wrong and I'm right. Fuck you, Cynical Libertarian Society, Staking the Obvious podcast, Cruise Missile, My Intellect, Weapons Platform, Nuke the Stupid Motherfuckers. All right, good. We're done with all that. Today is January 11th. As I said, this is part two of the podcast, reading and talking about Men on Strike, the book by Helen Smith. Where the hell am I in my notes? I'm looking through here. Hang on. Did that. We're over on page 39 now. Yes. Last sentence 39. All of 40. Yes. Okay. Yes. So anyhow, feminism. Feministatism. I still haven't actually. I'm always getting ready to do something. I'm going to be writing up. Remember God? At CYNLIBSOC.com. That's where you can send your hate mail. Talk about how fucking misogynistic and patriarchal I am. And be sure you send pictures of yourself naked. If you're physically attractive, you will get a response. If you're fat and ugly, you can piss off and die. Also, don't forget, wax your fucking upper lip, okay, girls? Because having hair on your upper lip is not attractive. Randy, how much money does it cost to get a fucking upper lip waxing? Exactly. $10. $10, you filthy little nasty bitch, okay? Nobody wants to see. If you have more hair on your upper lip than I have on my upper lip, it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting, and you can whine and cry about that little boy on Vine who said it's disgusting and how he's sexist. Nobody gives a shit. Shut the fuck up and wax your fucking upper lip, you feminist bitch. All right, now, let's get back to the book. I had to get through the music. Come on, give me a break here, girlfriend. Ugh. God, you're right in my ass. I can't take the stress, Randy. Stop. In the control room over there, the lovely and adorable Randy. She's back. She was off doing some other stuff, you know, having a life, not putting up with my shit, all that other stuff. Where are we at? Page 39, bottom. Okay. I read from the book. The book. This age-related reality was hitting home with some of the women I met in L.A. For example, one beautiful lawyer I met who is almost 40 years old disagreed with me that men did not want to marry. Quote, "All the men I know do want to get married. They are in their late 30s and want to marry someone in their 20s. Unquote. Okay, these guys in their 30s just don't want to marry her. They wait until they are 40 to find someone younger. Another complaint this lawyer had was that the girlfriends she had who were married had husbands who rarely worked and stayed home while the woman brought home the paycheck. Quote, "I don't want a man like that," unquote, the lawyer stated. The lawyer also broke up with one of her ex-boyfriends because he was too feminine. Quote, "I am a masculine woman, but I still need someone who is more masculine than me," unquote. What this lawyer doesn't seem to understand is that when masculinity is frowned upon and belittled in every aspect of society, from the media to the classroom, men start to internalize the message. Our society tells men they are worthless perverts who reek of male privilege, while simultaneously castrating them should they act in a manly manner. And now women are upset because men are becoming more feminized? You reap what you sow. And this is true. And again, here she says, yes, men want to marry. I've talked about all this before. Yes, men want to marry younger women. Why? Younger women are more feminine and attractive to them. Men marry women they are attracted to. That men do not give a shit how much money you have. Men are not fucking attracted to women based on how much money women have. Why is this so hard for you to understand? And then she's like, yeah, and then she doesn't want a man who makes less money than her and stays at home? Well, where's your fucking gender equality, you bitch? I mean, you women constantly whine you want more money in the workplace. As we already know, those of us who can think, women with the same amount of education, background, doing the same jobs, make more money for the most part than men in the exact same circumstances. This whole thing about the underpaid woman is still this giant myth that you're fucking writing to get victimhood so that you can get people to feel sorry for you, right? So women are, there's a lot of fucking overpaid, I mean, highly paid. Freudian slip there. No, there are a lot of overpaid women out there. There are some highly paid women who deserve it. There's a lot of overpaid women out there. And again, I've talked about this before. Women marry up. She says it right here. She doesn't want to marry a man who makes less money than her. Is that what she said? Let me see. Girlfriends who are married, has husbands rarely worked and stayed home while the woman brought home the paycheck. Exactly. I've said it before. Women want to marry a man who makes more money than them. It doesn't matter how much money they make. They expect the man to make more money than them. When women make more and more and more and more money, every time a woman gets a pay, listen to me, women, every time you get a pay raise, the potential pool of men that you would be willing to marry, and this assumes, of course, that you want to get married, and if you don't want to get married, yeah, that can be perfectly fine. I'm speaking right now only to women who want to marry a man. Every time you get a pay raise, the pool of men that you're going to be willing to get married to gets smaller. Now, I know that you think what I'm saying isn't true. I know that you're sitting there and you're saying, well, no, I would marry a man who makes less than me. Now, that's a theoretical. In reality, you might even marry him, you're not going to stay married to him, and you're not going to refrain from fucking other men. It's a fucking disaster waiting to happen. And then, of course, she says that she's masculine and she wants a man more masculine than her. Well, first of all, if you're a masculine woman, that's why you can't find a masculine man. Because trust me, the masculine men are not having sex with masculine women. The masculine men are having sex with feminine women. Why this is so hard for you to understand, I mean, you are woman. You hear you roar. You go girl. You're so much smarter than men. Why can't you figure this out? This is mind-blowingly simple shit. Oh, I know why. Because you're a fucking femistatist and you're stupid. You're fucking stupid. You're a rock. You're fucking stupid. Okay. Where am I on this adventure? I did that. Page 45 and beyond. Oh, God. Whenever I sit right and beyond, that means I'm going to be reading for the next 7 hours or something. Page 45. Where am I? All right. God, I better get a fucking drink. God, I need a martini. That's what I should have done at break. I should have made a martini. I'm getting hungry again, too. Yeah, I know I just ate a giant bowl of ice cream. But, hey, I'm a growing boy. You know? I did exercise today. What? Whatever. All right. What? Whatever. Where am I? Okay. Here we go. Sorry about that. That's Randy and I fucking around. Deal with it. See, this is what happens when she comes back. The good thing is she keeps me on track by, right now, by fucking pointing at me and telling me to goddamn read the book and stop being off topic, or this is going to be 4 parts long instead of 3 parts long. So the good part about Randy being here is she keeps me on track, and she's cute. The bad part is that when we start fucking with each other, everything goes to shit. All right. I go back to reading from the book. This is from the chapter entitled, My Body, My Choice, Your Body, No Choice. Because we also know, of course, that the infamous Nazi movement is full of women who believe my body, my choice. But of course, only when it comes to abortion. The rest of the time, men have no choice at all about their bodies. Men have to register for the draft. Men have to pay child support. Men have to go to prison. You know, men have to do all this shit because, well, they don't have a choice over their bodies. And of course, women have a choice over their bodies when it comes to getting an abortion. If it comes to smoking marijuana, then women have no choice. Wearing a seatbelt, women have no choice. In some states, riding a motorcycle without a helmet, women have no choice on that. So of course, women have no choice on all sorts of things because the state has shit tons of laws that regulate a woman's behavior and what she does with her body. But my God, when it comes to abortion, holy shit, you cannot fucking infringe on a woman's right to fucking get a vacuum cleaner and suck that fetus out. And not only, here's the critical part, not only, because if the women just wanted to suck the fetus out with a vacuum cleaner, I mean, and I've done the whole abortion thing before, I'm not doing it now. I really don't give a shit. If you want to fucking suck a fetus out of your cooch with a fucking vacuum cleaner, you fucking do it. Why do I have to pay for it? I mean, you can't even fucking afford your own abortions. All right, here we go. I'm going to read now. Deep breath. Pay for your own fucking abortion, you got. I'm a strong, independent woman. Oh, you go, girl. Well, pay for your own fucking abortion then, you fucking cunt. All right, reading. Seriously, reading now. No bullshit. Reading. Here it is. Thankfully, there are educators out there like Professor Michael J. Higdon, who teaches at the University of Tennessee Law School and brings these cases to light. Higdon has an article on this topic titled Fatherhood by Conscript, Non-Consensual Insemination and the Duty of Child Support. In the article, Higdon describes three different cases of men who have been forced to be fathers against their will. One case involves a young man only 15 years old named Nathaniel who had sex with a 34-year-old woman, Reese, about five times. I hope she's hot, at least. God, I hope at least she's hot. All right. The woman got pregnant, and although the state of California a minor under the age of 16 cannot consent to sex, the court saw fit to force Nathaniel to pay child support to the woman who committed statutory rape against him. Again, let's look at the equality. Okay, 34-year-old woman has sex with a 15-year-old boy. She keeps the baby, and he has to pay child support. Can you imagine a 34-year-old man fucking a 15-year-old girl and the courts forcing her to make the baby? But oh no, women just want equality because they're so oppressed and they're so downtrodden. And oh my God, it's just terrible. All of the patriarchy that's keeping them down. In another case, Higdon highlights, an Alabama man, SF, attended a party at the home of a female friend, TM. He arrived intoxicated and passed out on her couch for the night. He was in her sole care when he awoke, and when he awoke the next morning, he found all of his clothing removed except his unbuttoned shirt. According to Higdon, quote, over the next few months, TM would openly boast to several people about how she engaged in sexual intercourse with SF while he was unconscious. She'd even go so far as to describe the evening as one that had, quote, saved her a trip to the sperm bank, unquote. TM did in fact give birth to a child, and genetic testing confirmed that SF was the biological father, unquote. Again, we hear the whining from the femistatist, only men commit rape, and again, where is the man's choice? Oh, that's right, he doesn't have any choice because he's a man. His only reason for existing is to provide sperm for this nasty, filthy cunt. That's why men exist, is to provide sperm and to earn money to give to women so that they can buy clothing and hire daycare providers to babysit their children while they're out getting drunk and fucking alpha males. And you women wonder why men dump you and pump you. Well, it's because, as was stated previously by a person, quoted in this book, 8 out of 10 women are quote-unquote sketchy, a.k.a. what in my day we called sluts, what nowadays apparently is called pansexual, or going to parties in other towns. All right, let me go back to reading until I realize I've read enough. The last case that Higdon presents is that of Emile, who was from Louisiana and in 1983 was visiting his sick parents at the hospital. One evening while he was at the hospital, a nurse named Deborah offered to perform oral sex on him, but only if he wore a condom. After the act was complete, Deborah offered to get rid of the condom filled with Emile's sperm and must have impregnated herself because 9 months later, genetic testing showed that Emile was the father of her baby. Quote, the two never had sexual intercourse, only one instance of oral sex with a condom, unquote. By the way, like a real book, this does have footnotes and references in it. Just throwing that out, because I love when I read books like this that are claiming to have valid opinions and don't have references or footnotes to follow anything up with. Anyway, let's see. The commonality of these three cases was that a man or boy was forced into fatherhood against his will and then was forced by the court against his will to pay child support. Can you imagine the uproar if a 15-year-old girl had sex with a 34-year-old man and she was obligated in any way to him by the courts? Or if a woman passed out at a party and a man had sex with her and she was then forced to have the baby? As Warren Farrell says about reproductive rights for men, quote, quoting Warren Farrell, he realizes that when a woman and he have created a pregnancy, the issue is not the rights of the female versus the fetus, but the rights of the female, the fetus, and the father. He realizes that a woman who says, it's my body, it's my business, and then chooses to have a child that she makes him pay for, forces him to take a job he might like less just because it pays more, forces him to stress himself out and die early, forces him to use his body for 18 years. If it's his body being used for 18 years and his body dying sooner, shouldn't it be his business too? Isn't 2 decades of a man's life worth 9 months of a woman's? And I've talked about this before. Again, the women, oh, I'm pregnant and it's your fault because you're a rapist and patriarchy and have to carry the baby for 9 months. Right, 9 fucking months. Whoop-de-doo. Fucking use a vacuum cleaner and suck it out or give it up for abortion. But no, the fucking cunt would rather enslave a man for 18 fucking years or more paying her child support. And again, because of the state, because of the court system where this shit happens, women have learned. It's just like when I was in the military. Women would get married to soldiers because it was a given fact. If a woman got married to you, when the divorce happened, she automatically got 50% of your income. The military just made it happen. Now, I don't know if it's still this way. This was years ago. Things change. But when I was in, there are a number of guys in my unit who got divorced, and boom, 50% of their paycheck automatically went to the bitch. And women knew this, and that's why they'd snag a military guy, hang out with him for a year, then divorce him and get the money. It's the same thing here. Some bitch, she gets pregnant by you. Okay, she has to carry a baby around her room for 9 months, and then boom, for 18 years, you have to pay her. All she has to do is fucking sit at home and wait for the check to roll in. She takes her kid, she dumps it off on some fucking babysitter, or she dumps it off in daycare, or what the fuck ever. She dumps it on her mother, who's stupid enough to have raised this child. And there's no consequences. It's a way for a femistatist to secure an income. People are seeing through this. Both men and women. All right. Back to the book. And if men's lives aren't worth much to the courts, the life of a boy who has been sexually assaulted by a woman is worth less. Higdon reports that there are numerous cases in which an adult woman became pregnant as a result of sexual relations she initiated with a minor child. However, every time the question arises of whether a male victim of statutory rape should be made liable for child support, quote, every single court has answered in the affirmative, holding that yes, the minor father is liable, unquote. Now the boy has been victimized twice, once by the woman who abused him and again by the courts for the next 18 years while he engages in involuntary servitude to pay for a child the law claimed he was not even able to consent to at the time. But again, femistatists don't see logical contradictions like that, right? The idea that people under the age of consent can't consent to sex, to a femistatist, doesn't register as saying, well, then they can't be responsible for the problem. It's just like, again, they don't, when a femistatist is drunk and a guy has sex with her, she's not responsible. But when a guy is drunk and the femistatist has sex with him, she's still not responsible and he is. Femistatist, by definition, by being statist, cannot use logic, cannot use reasoning, cannot see the inherent contradictions in their own stupid arguments. Back to reading. Take a breath. Breathe. It's like doing yoga. Breathe. Okay. Does anyone care about the psychological abuse they heap on a kid like this? Of course not. He's male and probably deserves it. After all, he asked for it, just like the girl who is asking to be raped by wearing a short skirt. Again, I ask, is it still the 1950s, and are boys the new girls? What about a female who is a victim of sexual assault? Would she, like her male counterpart, be held liable for the support of her children? Of course not. Reproductive rights are for women. Higdon highlights the case of DCSE Esther MC versus Mary L. Ugh. Where a mother refused to provide support for her three minor children because they, quote, were the product and result of an incestuous relationship with her brother, unquote, and as such, quote, it was not a voluntary decision on her part to have children, unquote. The court ruled that, quote, if the sexual intercourse which results in the birth of a child is involuntary or without actual consent, a mother may have just cause for failing or refusing to support such a child. Unquote. I thought that it was all about the, quote, best interest of the child, quote, unquote. When it came to child support in the United States, apparently that's only if the parent is male. As the saying goes, women have rights, men have responsibilities. Not only are men responsible for kids whom they didn't consent to fathering, but they are also responsible for kids whom are not even theirs genetically. As we know, lots of people paying child support for kids aren't just, I mean, there it is. If the sexual intercourse results in an involuntary child, the woman's not responsible. Again, women are not responsible. Femistatists are not responsible. Men are responsible because men are capable of being responsible. And because men are stupid enough to keep allowing themselves. Again, you know, this, I've talked about this kind of shit before. If just 10% of the people in the United States, men, women, whatevers, stopped paying income taxes, the IRS would collapse because they couldn't handle the burden of, you know, auditing all these people. Right? If everybody in Fort Collins walked out on the street at the same time with a joint in their hand and lit up, oh, wait, actually, technically we can, well, so we, marijuana is legal, but it's not legal in public. So if everybody, you know, what are the cops going to do? Arrest everybody? They would try. Oh, God, I had to go to a teaching session given by a Fort Collins police officer a while back. Oh, God, maybe I'll talk about that in the future. Fucking pigs. And the Fort Collins Police Department is really, I mean, they're not that bad. I've seen bad police departments in my life. I mean, for the most part, the Fort Collins police are they're one of the less militarized, less asshole-laden police departments that I've ever encountered. But still, they have their problems. All right, Randy, what the fuck was I talking about? I know I was talking about something that has nothing to do with police officers. Yes. Yes. Right? Yes! So, again, women don't have responsibility. Oh, well, I didn't mean to get pregnant. I didn't intend for this to happen. I'm not responsible. But a man fucks a woman. He didn't mean to get her pregnant. He wasn't intending to get her pregnant, make a baby. Doesn't fucking matter. You're responsible. So, if, yes, thank you. That's what I was getting around to. So glad she's here. If all, you know, if, again, if 10, maybe, I don't know what it would take to reach critical mass, but all the men out there, you know, they're told by the courts, pay the child support, and they fucking pay it. Just stop paying the child support. If one guy does it, he just goes to jail. But if all the men paying child support to bitches like this, and now it, if, you know, and this is the thing, if you wanted the kids, and yada, 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 and depending on the situation of your divorce, maybe you should be paying the child support. Because again, this is the anarcho-capitalist understands that every situation has to be examined individually. The statist believes that laws can be made that apply all the time, right? This is the statist concept that the man is always responsible for the child. The woman is never responsible for the child. The man should always pay child support. The woman shouldn't have to pay child support unless she wants to. But if all the men who are wrongly paying child support are paying child support to some bitch who divorced them because she just wasn't happy, or he wasn't making enough money, or, you know, she went off and she fucked some unemployed guy who worked with his parents, if all of these guys just stop paying the child support, what do you do? Put them all in prison? The system would collapse. All right. Where in the hell am I? Page 45. I went on and on and on. Do I want to keep going on right here? Oh, God. There's so much. There's so much. All right. So the next part is where they go into all about men who are paying for children, paying child support for children that aren't even theirs. And again, you know, the government, the court system, the masters in the fucking government don't give a shit. All they care about is getting that child support to those women so those women can stay at home and not have to work. And it's and again, it's a way of creating a dependency class. It's just like getting people on welfare, right? You put people on welfare, what happens? The center of their life becomes the welfare check. They're going to always vote to sustain the welfare check. They're going to vote Democrat forever. You get people when they're young, you convert them all to this religious belief, you tell them that they got to have the government to protect them from the terrorist, because the terrorists hate us for our freedom. And so we got to keep the military strong, we got to keep the military industrial complex going, and you get these people believing this shit and being dependent upon the military industrial complex and being dependent upon the police to, you know, shoot people who smoke marijuana and everything, and you get these people who are going to vote Republican for the rest of their life. It's the same thing with the paternity payments. You get these women, you get these femistatists, you get them on the dole. You get them getting their money from the man because they had a baby, and the courts enforce it, and you get these women who are always going to vote to support whichever politician is going to make sure they keep getting their fucking child support payments. It's all about creating a dependent class. It's all about keeping the state powerful. And while I would love to read these 10 pages, I'm just going to fucking move on to... I'm not going to move on very far, apparently. Never mind. Again, let me just throw out a shout there for feminist, compassion. Again, the femistatists claim that, oh, women are so compassionate, women are so wonderful, and yet they very clearly just don't give a shit about the men who are paying child support for children that are not even theirs. Can you imagine if we went up to a woman and said, we know you're not pregnant, but there's this other woman here who has a fetus. We're going to stick the fetus in you and make you carry the fucking thing for 9 months and give birth to it. Can you imagine the fucking outrage? The fucking feminist and even normal women would go insane, as they should. If somebody came up to you and said, I'm going to stick this fetus in your vag, and it's not your fetus, and we're going to make you give birth to it, you should go insane. But yet when men are told, well, you're going to pay for this baby, it's not your baby, it's not your child, but you're going to pay for the fucking thing for 18 years, men are just supposed to fucking roll over and play dead. Why? Because that's what the femistatists want them to do. Well, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you goddamn cunts. All right, let me get on with reading. Yes, or this is going to turn into four parts, and Randy will kick my ass if this turns into a four-parter. Page 50, last paragraph. Okay, here we go. Reading from the book. The article finds an estimate of more than a million men by looking at studies of PD. PD is paternal discrepancy, by the way. All right, quoting from this study, and I don't know what the study is. It's in the book. I'm not going back to look for it because it'll take up time. After recently reviewing 67 studies on the subject, University of Oklahoma researchers found that parental discrepancy rates tend to be much higher among men who have had reason to believe there's been more than one dog in the yard. No surprise there. But leave out these men and you end up with a number that can safely be assumed to represent the rest of us. The number is 3.85%. Another review of 19 studies by a group at Liverpool John Moores University backs this up, putting the figure at 3.7% of dads. It may not seem like a lot until you do the math. According to the 2005 U.S. Census Bureau report, there are 27,940,000 fathers nationwide with a child under 18. Now here we're doing a thing that femistatist can't do. It's called math. And so this is going to be really confusing for those of you who are femistatist. So now that's the 27,940,000 total number of fathers nationwide with a child under 18. Remember, the percentage that these studies have found of men who have children not theirs is 3.85% at one and 3.7% at the other study. Okay, back to reading. That means over a million men out there are taking care of some other man's kid. Over a million men in the United States are paying for a child that is not theirs. And of course, the big question is, how many of them know it's not their kid? How many men out there think it's their kid? Again, it's okay though. It's okay for the woman to, you know, cheat on the man she's engaged to and who bought her a $54,000 car. It's okay for her to go and fuck the unemployed guy who lives with his parents and lie to him about it and have the kid and then have him pay for it. Because the man, it doesn't matter whether or not he knows the truth. His feelings don't matter. He's a man. He's a rapist. He's the patriarchy. And that's how women rationalize this shit. And then women are like, we're so compassionate. Oh, we're so caring. Well, no, you're not. You're a fucking lying sack of shit. That's what you are. You're a manipulative, lying, self-centered, selfish sack of fucking shit. Don't want to read this. Yes, I'm going to read this. So, Helen Smith, on her blog, at some point did a poll, and here is the question and the potential answers. Question: if you found out tomorrow that your 5-year-old son or daughter was not yours, and that you were also liable for another 13 years of child support for that child, how would you feel? The answers that she put there available are: I wouldn't care. Anger and fury at the mother. Depression: I would have a hard time coping with the news. Anger and depression. I'm glad my genes weren't passed along and hope the biological dads were genetically superior. None of the above. Angry at the system that forced me to pay. And other. Hold on, I gotta get a drink of water. Okay. This question must have hit a nerve, as more than 3,200 male readers responded to the poll, and the following results were found. 2% didn't care. This is me speaking, not the book. That 2% that didn't care, those are the true beta males. It does not get more beta male than that. I know my bitch fucked another man and then lied to me for 5 years telling me the kid was mine, and I don't care. See, that is what the femistatists wish all men were like. That right there is the femistatist wet dream. So 2% of these men, 2%, so that would be 64 men. There are 64 men out of these 3,200 who are the femistatist wet dream. Back to reading. 36% felt anger and fury at the mother. 6% felt depression. 18% felt anger and depression. 0 said they were glad their genes weren't passed along. 2% said none of the above. 32% were angry at the system that forced them to pay. And finally, 5% said other. The most interesting part of the informal poll was the comments. Here are some examples of how men felt. Joe in Houston says, "This did happen to me. I was angry at the mother. He wasn't 5, as in the poll, he was 11. At first, I still wanted to raise him, but after the ex continued taunting me by telling him how I wasn't his father, I severed all ties to the boy." Again, we see the compassion of the female of the species. She's taunting the man she's married to, whom she lied to. She's taunting him by telling the child, "He's not your real father." That is the compassion of the femistatist. That is why if women ruled the world, everything would be so wonderful, because women are so sensitive and caring, and they work their problems out. They don't fight like men do. No, women are sensitive and compassionate and caring, and oh, they're so smart and they're so pretty, and they may be, and you know, just because you're fat and you have hair on your upper lip and you have all those facial piercings, men should still love you and respect you anyway because of your wonderful personality, and you're such a goddess, and you go, girl. Back to reading. Some may see this as a failing. I see it as self-preservation. And to those who ask the question of whether or not the courts will make a non-biological parent pay child support, pay attention. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. They see you as nothing more than a source of cash for the child. It seems that a person in these situations should be able to sue the real father for child support. Well, no, of course not. This is me. This is not the book. Of course not. The real father is a fucking alpha male. The real father was some unemployed guy who lives with his parents, but he's really good at game. Alpha males, for the most part, don't get sued because women fuck alpha males, and then they rationalize it, and they go find beta males to take care of the baby for them. That's why you should aspire to be an alpha male, not a baby male. Not a baby male. Not a beta male. All right. I know. What time is it, Randy? Jesus Christ. All right. Tiger 6 states, back to reading. This is another, these are more quotes from men in response to this poll. Tiger 6 states, "I pretty much agree with the sentiments already here. Assuming the mother had lied to me, I'm angry with her for cheating on me and putting me into a position where the state can force me to pay. The state screwing me over, I'm mad at, but have come to expect. She was supposed to love me and not put me in that position." Editorial note here, this is why I said, never trust a woman's love. As soon as it becomes beneficial for a woman who loves you to bend you over and fuck the shit out of you, she's gonna do it. She's gonna fucking do it. Yeah, I know. There are some exceptions out there. Yes, I get that, okay? I'm not talking about the 1%, and I literally mean the 1%. 1 out of 100 women are not like this. The 99% of females, femistatist all, every femistatist, and many of women that I would even refer to as women, like intelligent, reasonably sane women, they will fuck the man over the minute it becomes beneficial for them to do so. There is 1 out of 100 who is going to stick by a man that she loves no matter what the fuck happens. 1 out of 100. Back to reading. "But still, if a judge ordered me to pay, and your odds of getting the 1 out of 100 are fucking 1 in 100, okay? So cover your fucking ass at all times. Remember, paternity test, everything, fucking prenuptial agreements, vasectomy, whatever the fuck it takes. Do not think, oh, she loves me, it's going to be okay. Fucking prepare for the worst. You can expect the best, but you have to prepare for the worst. Back to reading. But still, if a judge ordered me to pay child support on a child I knew wasn't mine, I would be tempted to tell him to just put me in jail right now because I simply would not pay. I can't say I would do that for sure, but it's at least my first instinct. Diffster states, point of note for commenters, in many states, after a certain amount of time, you can no longer contest paternity and be forced to pay child support anyway because someone has to do it. That being said, I would split with the mother if it didn't already happen and do everything I could, probably including outright fraud, to get full custody of that child. I wouldn't punish the child for the actions of the mother, and instead of paying, I'd rather just raise the kid myself as my own and kick the mother out of the picture. I wouldn't resort to violence, but I'd do a heck of a frame job to make sure she ended up in jail for something. And I applaud that. I absolutely use the power, when the woman does this to you, use the power of the state against her. Am I right now advocating illegal activity? Yes, the government's going to fucking kill me anyway. Yes, I'm saying if a woman tries to make you pay child support for a child that is not yours, frame her for a crime? Drug war is perfect. Just drop some cocaine in the house and she'll be gone because, God, we fucking love us some drug war in this country. Frame her for a crime and get her in the fucking prison. Get the kid for yourself. And raise the kid to be a goddamn man, not to be a fucking mangina. Okay, back to reading. Old guy says, I wanted to choose both anger at the mother for making me a patsy and anger at the system that would still force me to pay. One more example of how men are oppressed by the matriarchy. Cthulhu says, so you've been going along raising a kid for 5 years. Chances are you've somewhat bonded with him or her, and we're talking about an innocent child. But you just found out the mother has been lying to you for 5 years about the parentage. There's room for some anger and betrayal with her, but you might work it out. But to be treated as a cash cow by the state for an additional 13 years, regardless of your continuing relationship with the mother or child, outrage does not begin to cover it. T-Jaw says, Cthulhu says what I was thinking. The anger and disappointment at the mother, the anger at the system that has inserted itself into the whole thing, would be enough to deal with. But also that I probably would have bonded deeply with the child. I would feel like running away to a South Sea island where I would never have to see any of them again. One thing for sure, there would be a boatload of compassion heaped on the mother and the child, and absolutely none on the cuckold husband, who has been seen as nothing more than an ATM machine. There it is, boys and girls. There it is. And it's true. Women, and this is why if I'm in a bar and some chick says, will you buy me a drink? My response is, do I look like an ATM machine? You know, this is how femistatist and even some women view men. We are simply here to be a cash supply for them. All right, that was the big chunk. Whew. But it was important though. That's an important chunk. This whole paying child support that kids. I mean, come on. When do women get forced to pay for something that isn't theirs? This whole concept that men can pay, have to pay child support for kids that don't fucking belong to them. That was me getting distracted. Randy, keep me focused. What the hell's wrong with you, woman? Don't make me come over there and spank you, baby. Look, see, I already forgot what the first time. Yes, thank you. Child support. Men pay. Can you imagine if women were forced to pay for anything that isn't theirs? I mean, it's just the fucking, the matriarchy would go insane. All right, where the fuck am I? Page 92. Last paragraph. Oh, yes. Women are children and retards. I mentioned women are rocks. Women are also children and retards because they're not responsible. Oh, this is more brilliance on my part. Hold on. I got to write this down. Glorious silence there. Right, so here, blah, blah, blah. 92. The study cited by Alice. The study cited by Ellie used an online survey conducted under a grant from the Justice Department in which college women were asked about their sexual experiences on campus and off, and the researchers, not the women themselves, decided whether they had been assaulted. The researchers employed an expansive definition of sexual assault that included forced kissing, and even attempted forced kissing. Attempted, this is me editorializing, attempted forced kiss. Attempting to kiss a girl when she doesn't want you to is rape, according to the Justice Department research. The survey, this is me reading again, the survey also asked subjects if they had sexual contact with someone when they are unable to give consent because they were drunk. A yes answer was automatically counted as rape or assault. According to the authors, an intoxicated person cannot legally consent to sexual contact, unless it's a man, of course, this is me editorializing, as in the previous example where the guy came in drunk to the girl's house, passed out on the couch, he woke up naked, and she had sex with him while he was intoxicated, now he's paying child support. So, a legally intoxicated woman cannot consent to sex, but a man can. So, back to reading the book. So men can only consent to sex when intoxicated. So only men can consent to sex when intoxicated. If he has sex when drunk, he is responsible. But if a woman does, she isn't. Isn't that sexist towards women? But as you can see, women are always seen as weak and vulnerable when it comes to consent to sex, and men are always seen as the perpetrators, even if they are only 15 years old, like in the last chapter where a young boy was ordered by the courts to pay for his 34-year-old victimizer's baby. Teenage boys are apparently wise beyond their years when it comes to sex, but a grown woman must be protected from any sexual decisions they make when a man or boy is involved. And this is because not only are women rocks, not only can women not adapt to their environment, but women are children. Women are children. Femistatists are like retarded children. But in both cases, with children, with retarded kids, with retarded people, even retarded adults, right? We don't hold them responsible. Children, unless the child is a boy who has sex with a woman and gets her pregnant, in any other case, or you know, anytime it involves sex, it involves a woman, children are held responsible. This is how 16-year-old boys end up being sex offenders. Because, you know, or what 19, you know, the thing we've all heard, the 18-year-old boy and the 17-year-old girl, they're dating and he gets fucking turned into a sex offender because she's underage. Or the sexting, you know, the 17-year-old girl sends a picture to the 18-year-old boy on his cell phone. He's a sex offender. For those of you stupid and think I'm making this up, this happens multiple fucking times over and over. You can find plenty of cases of this if you just look for it. So, children, unless they're underage boys, are not held responsible for their actions because they're not responsible, because we consider them to be too immature to be held accountable. Retarded people are not held accountable for their actions because we consider them to not have the mental faculties needed to be responsible for their actions. Well, women are also not held accountable for their actions. It must be because they're not capable of being held responsible for their actions because they're too immature or they're simply not capable of it. The idea that you're not responsible for your actions just because you have a vajayjay, and people who call vaginas vajayjays, what the fuck is that? That is the fucking lamest shit. There's this fucking organization, Talk Sex Now org or some shit like that. They have these websites where they're going to educate you about sex, and they call it a vajayjay. You know what? If you don't have the fucking balls to call a woman's cunt a vagina, don't try to fucking educate other people on sex. We're going to talk about our vajayjay now. Wait, the fuck is wrong with you? It's called a fucking vagina. It's a uterus. It's a fallopian tube. It's a labia. It's a clitoris. These things fucking have names. Again, adults can call it a vagina. Little children call it a vajayjay. And that's what women are. That's what femistatists are. They are like rocks. They have no fucking ability to adapt to their environment. They are like retarded children. They cannot be held responsible for their actions because they do not possess the mental faculties or the accountability or the maturity to be held responsible for what they do. And you see this in the entire fucking legal system of our country. You see this in examples I've read. 34-year-old woman fucks 15-year-old boy. Who's responsible? He is. He's got to pay child support. How does a fucking 15-year-old kid pay child support? What the fuck? This is femistatism at its motherfucking finest. This is the mental deficiency. And you mix this, of course, with the woman's constant need of hypergamy to fucking constantly be trading up, you know, to be going behind the back of the man who's engaged to her and bought her a $54,000 car and to go fuck the unemployed guy who lives with his parents. Between her ability to never be satisfied, her ability to not be able to adapt, her between she can't be satisfied, she cannot adapt to her surroundings, and she can't be held responsible for anything. That right there is the femistatist. This is why they're not desirable by men. This is why he's like this lawyer. I can't find a man who's more masculine than I am. Well, no, there's lots of men more masculine than you. They just don't want you because you're not feminine. You're a goddamn motherfucking retarded rock. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Randy, how many? Oh, it's over. Yeah, thanks. I heard the music. Thank you. I'm looking at this. Randy, I'm going to break your heart. It's going to be four parts long. There's no fucking way I can get this in. There's no way I can finish this in another one. It's going to be four parts. Suck it up. Hey, you need to adapt. You need to stop being a rock. The rock says this. Come here, jabroni. Don't make me come over there. I'm gonna spank you. Alright. Let's take a break and what time are you? Oh Christ. Alright. We'll record the other two tomorrow. Yes, just for you. I want to go get something to eat also. Alright. Remember God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com. Send me your fucking hate mail, you fucking stupid feminist cunts. Send your fucking hate mail. Fucking try to ban me, because you can't fucking you can't argue with anything I'm saying. That's why whenever the femistatist on the internet sees something they don't like, they try to shut it down. They get Twitter accounts shut down. They get Facebook accounts shut down. They try to get blogs taken offline, because you cannot fucking in any way at all rationally argue with anything the manosphere is saying. You're a stupid fucking cunt, bitch, filthy bitch, mustache on your fucking upper lip, fucking ugly ass, fucking facial piercings, tattooed fucking bitch, and you know it. You know you're an idiot, you know you're immature, you know you're irresponsible, you know you're gonna fucking fuck anything that comes along that even looks remotely like an alpha male, you know you're gonna cheat on your husband, you know you're gonna tell a man that the kid is his when it isn't, you know you're a fucking rock, you know you're a fucking retarded child, you know these things. That's why men saying this shit hurts your little fucking feelings so goddamn bad, and that's why you have to resort to censorship, because you cannot intellectually debate us because you have no fucking intellect. Fuck you.